Have you ever felt trapped? For example, anyone here ever get trapped in an elevator? Maybe. Or more common, anyone get trapped in an airport facing one delay after another delay? That's happened many times. Anyone ever felt trapped in a dead-end job? Or on a more serious note, felt trapped in a loveless or tension-filled or toxic relationship? Many of us have felt trapped in an argument that has simmered into long-term resentment or a grudge. Chances are each of us has felt trapped in something, stuck, imprisoned in a situation that we desperately want to escape from, a lifestyle that we can't keep up with, bills that are mounting because of chronic illness or other problems. Being trapped is such an awful feeling. We feel hopeless, despair, frustration, and fear. We wonder if life will ever change and be different. Our lesson from Acts today is one of the most powerful passages about being trapped, but it also offers to us a profound message of deliverance, of finding faith and freedom from all that traps us. It's a story that challenges us to think big about what freedom really means and justice and the power to change, to find faith for ourselves and to offer it to all who are captive around us. So in Acts, we hear that beautiful, amazing story about Paul and Silas traveling around preaching about Jesus. They're doing their work. They're spreading the message of love and hope. And then they encounter this slave girl who is possessed by a spirit that has given her the gift of divination. And as a result, her owners are making a fortune off of her. So not only is this slave girl trapped and exploited because she's a slave, but she is spiritually trapped by this evil spirit that ironically testifies to the truth of Paul and Silas's work on behalf of the Most High God. And Paul, being Paul, just gets fed up with this and commands the spirit to leave her. So the slave owners, having lost their source of income, their gravy train, now have Paul and Silas beaten and flogged and imprisoned. Now Paul and Silas become the ones trapped in jail, in chains, their feet in stocks. It's an ugly, dark, and discouraging place, isn't it? But here's what's amazing. Even in prison, even in that darkness, Paul and Silas sing. They praise God. They worship. And something miraculous happens. This earthquake shakes the foundations of the jail. The doors fly open and everyone's chains fall off. But here's where the real story begins and gets really interesting. The jailer wakes up and sees the open doors, and for a moment, he's about to end his own life because he thinks the prisoners have all escaped. And since he's responsible for them, he will be killed or punished. But Paul hasn't left, Silas hasn't left, and they cry out, "Don't hide yourself, we are here." Now they could have fled, couldn't they? But they didn't because they had a concern in their heart for the jailer. Imagine that. And witnessing Paul and Silas's actions, everything changes for this jailer. He no longer sees prisoners. He sees people, people who have this amazing hope into their lives, this faith that even behind bars, they are truly free. People who also care for him personally, despite all he has done to keep them captive. The jailer has never witnessed this level of personal freedom. Something in the jailer stirs and awakens, and he asks that pivotal question, "What must I do to be saved?" And Paul responds, "Believe in the Lord Jesus and you will be saved, you and your household." And like that jailer, we encounter moments, a moment when we realize that true freedom is not just where we are at physically in life. It's about who, where we are at inside. And that's what a living, true faith and truth in Christ brings us. The jailer was not free because the doors flew open, but because he finally met the one who can set us free from the inside out. The jailer was physically free before the earthquake, but spiritually he was trapped in fear and despair in a prison of his own making. Paul and Silas's faith opened the doors for him to walk out, not just from prison, but from fear and doubt. Doesn't the Bible remind us that if the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed? So by trusting in Jesus, the jailer becomes transformed. His heart is unlocked. His spirit is freed. He has faith. And that's the power of God's grace at work. It doesn't just break physical chains. It breaks those chains that we have of sadness, of addiction, of bitterness, of regret and despair. The jailer, once the keeper of prisoners, now takes care of Paul and Silas. He brings them water. He bandages their wounds and welcomes them into his home. His whole household comes to a place of faith and freedom. Isn't that the power of belief that we've been talking about the last couple of weeks, about the power of love and freedom that transforms us so that we not just look at ourselves and our own needs, but it takes us out of ourselves and to embrace others. And through this kind of freeing faith, we become agents of hope and love, a witness to the pathway to freedom and faith in the world. So we ask ourselves, what does our passage today teach us about being trapped and about having faith? First, freedom of faith is found in the most unexpected ways and places. You wouldn't expect a prison lockup to be the place for worship, but Paul and Silas show that worship brings light into the darkest places. That dark place can be maybe a hospital room, a gambling den, or a hurting heart. But through the power of Jesus Christ, we can experience that freedom of faith, not the freedom the world gives, but a freedom only faith in Christ can offer us. A freedom that our scriptures invite us to explore today, to explore our own hearts, to see how that faith in our hearts is operating today. Second, grace can touch and transform anyone. From the slave girl to the jailer, who was a man of his duty, tasked with controlling others. But grace found him as it found the slave girl. And when it did, he didn't just accept it quietly. He acted on it. He asked, what can he do to be saved? And so the scriptures today invite us to review our lives, to examine ourselves. Where are we trapped? And to invite the Spirit into those difficult places, the grace of Jesus Christ, the freer of souls. And it is the jailer who gives us those amazing words. What must I do to be saved? And what is the answer? Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Third, true freedom comes from faith. It's not just about being free from the physical world, the physical chains, but about releasing the chains that we have of fear or guilt or hopelessness, whatever keeps us locked inside of ourselves. Just as Paul and Silas didn't abandon their jailer to despair, they brought the light of hope and faith so that we too, like them, are called to be agents of freedom in the lives of others. We too can help the open doors and encourage others to sing in the dark and help them find the key to faith in the process. So when we sing in those darkest of places, When we lift up our voices for those without hope, we start an earthquake that can shake prisons to their foundations. So we're called today to be a part of those shaking forces, to be fearless and bold and unyielding until every jailer is freed and every prisoner walks in the light of justice. The true freedom of faith is not just for us, it is meant to be shared with others. When we experience that faith in Jesus, we help others find faith as well. We live in a world that is just steeped in sin and injustice. So as we go about our week ahead of us, let us ask ourselves, let us be cognizant of our world around us and say, who are trapped? Who are caught up in prisons created by unjust systems of which we are a part? We must ask that critical question and help others ask that critical question. What must I do to be saved? Can we be like Paul and Silas and be examples of hope and faith? Our scripture today invites us to follow into their footsteps, to be agents of grace, bringing the good news of Jesus Christ to all who are trapped, and through our word and our witness, offer that grace of Jesus that sets off an earthquake to open all prisons and set all people free and leads them finally to faith. Amen.